Let me know if it's better. We should be resumed now. Let me know if it's better.
All right.
Now we gotta wait 30 seconds. Okay, it's fixed. Okay.
Fixed?
It's good. Fixed.
That didn't take long to get feedback on that.
Yeah, it's a lot quicker than normal.
Better, great, fixed, thanks, perfect.
Perfect now.
Look at all this praise.
So here we are, after months of promising.
We are in
a post-Night
Trap 25 years later world.
Yes.
You know, the funny thing about that was in the interview, you had to cut around because Jim Reilly, what was it he kept saying? Was he saying 30 years later
or something? He really wanted to say, you know, I feel like he was saying 40 years.
Maybe it was 40 years. I don't know what he was saying.
Right.
But he like continued to say
it's been 40 years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of instances of him saying 40 years that I had to remove. So whenever you see like a piece of footage, oh, I knew that was going to happen.
What happened?
You could hear the. So I didn't. I saw a request for Wirehead. I do not own Wirehead, so I was just burning a copy really quick. Shh. I'm not going to say anything about it. I don't know anything about Wirehead. But we're gonna be playing it.
Yeah, I mean, he mentions
Wirehead. As his like new project at the very end.
Yeah, his new project, and that was like that documentary was in like 94, 95, right?
Yeah, it was 95. So he was that we talked about this a whole bunch. That is like maybe one of my favorite parts about the entire thing is saying, you know,
I've
in 20
a lot
years.
Of favorite parts, but yeah,
in 20 years, I know somebody's gonna ask me about Night Trap, and you know, it's funny because he's only off by 2 years, and
yeah.
It makes me laugh because who would have ever known it was going to be us? Like we were the people. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy that it's finally out. I mean, the funny thing is last week was like maybe the only week where we didn't explicitly promise for like 2 months or like, you know, it could be this week. I've got a good feeling it might be this week.
Yeah.
And we didn't say that this week in a way because we were kind of almost especially sure it was going to release.
Yes.
But we didn't want to say it this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad that we didn't. And I'm happy that like, you know, we didn't really say anything until like that morning until we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy it's finally out there. I mean, the feedback has been
incredible.
Almost more than I had ever imagined. I mean, just overwhelmingly positive comments. I mean, it's very reassuring.
Yeah, it makes me feel really good about like future projects, and you know, like I really felt like this was I just felt like it was the best thing that I'd ever done in terms of like editing and just, you know, like the way it flowed, it moved, you know, like it's 50 minutes long, 49 minutes, 17 seconds, but it's, you know, I feel like it feels a lot shorter than that. Like it really moves pretty good.
And there's just a ton of information in it. I mean, I feel like it's good that we put that information out there. You know, all this information from him talking about the production and especially the pre-production, what led up to it.
Right.
You know, I think that information is so important. In fact, you said that someone had already added some information from our Jim Reilly interview to the Wikipedia page on Night Trap.
Yep. It's pretty surreal, you know, and it says, you know, Tyler, who is also in the chat tonight, hopefully in the future, in the next couple weeks, who knows, but he lives really close to me. So he's going to come over and we're going to play the new version with him. We can have, you know, his commentary on it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he probably doesn't even want to look at the game ever again at this point. But yeah, I mean, he lives like right down the road from me. It is, in a way, it's almost like it was like winning the lottery in terms of me moving here and like all the kind of random things that kind of culminated in this happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty surreal. I was saying something else before. I forgot what I was saying, though. I don't know. Do you remember what I was saying before that? I don't know.
No, not really.
All right. Well, either way, you know, like, I'm very happy that it's out there. And also announced this week was that Limited Run is going to be doing a limited Blu-ray of it to sell alongside the game when it becomes available on August 11th.
Yeah.
And that's something that just kind of came together really super recently. They sent me an email saying like, oh, you know, like, cause I had showed it to them. And, cause for those that don't know, a condensed version of the documentary, that's just like an edited interview. It's like the edited interview with Jim Riley is actually included in the game.
Right. It's not anything but Jim Riley talking, but it really flows well. Like, I think it tells a pretty complete story of the production.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, that's in the game. We just kind of provide that just as a free service to the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's awesome being able to do this because, you know, I grew up with the game, and it's just like, I think I said it in my Facebook post about it. I said, you know, if you would have told me at 13 years old that I would have had the opportunity to have something to do with this game, like there's no way I would have ever believed you.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you know, I think there's some moments in the interview where I know there isn't our full documentary, but I think there is even in the version that's in the game where you can sort of hear you laugh a little bit in the background or something, you know, during the interview. And so your voice is in Night Trap. And Night Trap is going to be on a physical disc.
Yep. And that's
like, that's
it's surreal. It is surreal. But you know, it, like that, the version that's in the game is, it flows really well. It's just like Jim Riley's bites, and I cover, you know, like the edits and stuff in, it takes a very different path than our documentary, but it has a lot of the same info, maybe, you know, a couple of different lines here and there, but for the most part, it's pretty close. But, you know, like, so the Blu-ray that Limited Run is doing, it's not only includes this, but it includes like the mini doc that we did on HD Retrovision, the Limited Run
and
games,
Limited Run,
and your Cyan and the Mist series with Rand Milne.
Yeah, everything we've done that has interviews in them, like, is on that disc. But it is externally facing, it's just a Night Trap documentary Blu-ray. But we've included these other things on them. I've been shocked at, after that was announced, I've been shocked at the response, or even the people who didn't know that was happening, who were just like, oh, I would love a physical copy of a Blu-ray of this documentary. So I've been really impressed with that, like, because they're only doing 1,000 of the Blu-ray, as opposed to, like, how many is it of the game? It's I think, the 8, biggest 000. One.
8,000.
8,000
of
the game.
So it's 5,000 standard editions and 3,000 limited editions.
Yeah, and so our Blu-ray is a separate thing that they're selling, kind of like they've done, like, CDs before, like they've done soundtracks. It's just a separate thing that you can buy in addition. They were just like, you know, we showed them the documentary when it was almost finished editing, and then, like, sometime later, like, Josh got this idea. He was like, would you guys like us to make a Blu-ray? And we're like, yeah. And so you, like, scrambled to get that done and, like, You didn't have much time to throw together the Blu-ray, but you said you had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, yeah, which so much fun that I think that, you know, additional Blu-rays through us are definitely going to happen. And it's just a matter of deciding what's going to be on each one, I think, pretty much. And securing the funding to, like, make it happen.
Yeah, but I think this was a great way to make the first run of Blu-rays happen. So I'm real excited about that.
Right, and you know, I just had a great time putting it together. When I lived in New York, I started a staff job, like as what I would later become an editor at. I started out that job like doing in the DVD authoring department, and I had a lot of fun with it. You know, it's just, you know, you put these things together, and I think
I hate making DVDs, so I was like so surprised when you were like, man, I had a lot of fun doing that. Yeah. I was like, you were like, I want to do more. I'm just like, you do all you want. I hate making DVDs.
Yeah.
Maybe Blu-rays are more fun. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's the same thing.
I've never made a Blu-ray.
Yeah. But, yeah, so those will go on sale along with the game at the same day that we're going to be leaving for Missouri Game Con. So it's going to be a whirlwind. Right. I think there's a possibility we'll probably have a new episode that day, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what we're planning to do. I think we're hopefully going to be able to get relatively back on, like, you know, every other week, occasionally 3 weeks in between, but we're done doing this like month gap stuff. Like that's got to be over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do some easier episodes for a little bit, you know, like this, and then Saturn has, kind of taken a toll on me, and I've actually been playing some actual games for the first time in a while.
Yeah, you got Nier Automata.
Yeah. Automata. That's how you say it. I always thought it was Automata.
I think I've gone back and forth. Automata. I have no idea which is correct. I have no idea.
I say Automata.
I've said both. It's just one of those things that I just flip back and forth when I have no idea. I really want that game, though.
It's good. I think you should just buy the soundtrack right now because it's going to be too. You're going to want it anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. So.
So tonight we're going to just play some random FMV games. I'm going to start with Double Switch. In my scrambling, that was kind of like the first one that we said, because we kind of talked about it for a minute earlier. So that's what we're going to start with. I'm not good at this game. I have not played it very much.
I know basically nothing about any of these games that are on offer for tonight.
Well, maybe you'll think it's pretty cool. Everyone in the chat, let me know if you can hear the game or not, because apparently last week it was really quiet.
Yeah, this is something you're definitely going to want to hear these FMV games.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll be talking over it anyways. For the most part, this one has a significantly larger FMV window in it.
Interesting.
And who is it? Tyler was just telling me that Mary Lambert, who, the director of this, has done some like bigger stuff following this. There's James Riley right there as the original.
Like games or movies?
TV shows and. iMovies. Maybe commercials. So someone just donated $5 to get you to say Wilson or scream Wilson.
Well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, I've actually never seen Castaway, so I cannot promise I'm doing this right, but Wilson.
I hope that was worth the $5. All right.
Man, I'm watching the stream right now, and there's like very little lag today.
That's cool. That's what it is. Okay, so that's the house traps, change room, arm trap. This one is kind of weird because you have to like prime the traps. I think that.
Yeah, so this is like an expanded night trap, kind of, right?
Yeah. Corey Haim in this, like when he's talking at the beginning here, totally, for some reason, makes me think of Shane Lewis. I don't know why. It's just like his, like, the way he talks from Re-Rez. I don't know. It's just something about it. Like, when I, when I played this to grab footage for this for the documentary, I was like, wow, it really makes me think of really makes me think of Shane. I don't. It's just the way he.
Well, I can't hear the game, so I'm just looking at him. I'm like, I don't look like Shane. That's Elizabeth. She's the manager.
There's a problem. Don't expect. And that when the that's Debbie Harry from Blondie, isn't this? Blondie
so,
the
so
band.
This is. You don't, I mean, do you go to different rooms?
Yes.
Like this. So this is really kind of Night Trap too. Kinda, maybe.
Well, I guess it was kind of pitched as a follow-up to it for sure. Mm-hmm. This is Alex's room on the second floor. You know, it's just like their, you know, first one they did after. Probably did, you know, when it was new. He's the one who's been screwing everything up around here. Trap him whenever you can. All right. There's an emergency alarm going off now. Okay. My apartment. Stay here and cover me while I check things out. I don't remember.
Tyler says Mary Lambert directed Pet Sematary. I thought that
one
name sounded
two.
Familiar. I don't think I've seen Pet Sematary. Oh, did I see Pet Sematary 2? I might have. I thought the first
this,
Pet Sematary.
This Cemetery one they had, Pet Sematary 2 is the one with, Edward Furlong in it.
With who?
Edward Furlong, who plays John Connor in Terminator 2.
Oh. I think I did see Pet Sematary 2. But I don't think it made as much of an impression as the first. The first Pet Sematary I thought was a lot better than I thought, than I expected going in. It was actually a pretty creepy movie.
Uh-oh, there we go. Well, no, it's not loading.
Uh-oh.
By the CD is like, oh. There it goes. It's doing something. The band cam. I don't know. I wonder if the game is messing up.
Does your disc look a little rough?
No. It's in great condition.
I hope your Sega CD isn't having trouble.
Let's not talk about that. It's not having trouble. So I take it the yellow ones are the ones I got to go after.
So what are you trying to capture exactly? Who's bad in this?
Well, it's kind of a surprise. I know who the bad guy is.
Well, how do you know who to capture then?
Well,
I mean, I can't hear the game, so I have no idea what the plot is.
Yeah. Ugh. It's tough, man. You got to really know. I'm just like fumbling. Oh. Yeah, you got to kind of memorize this one a lot more, I feel like.
Hmm. So, Tyler, you've actually got a number of these Sega CD games. You've got they aren't as thoroughly remade as Night Trap is, but you've got some releases on iOS, I think, that you've got Double Switch, yeah, and some others available. I don't believe I know,
Mr. An Android, I think. It's
is
this.
It Android?
Yeah, it's this and Quarterback Attack.
Now, what is Quarterback Attack? I mean, I know it's something to do with football, but I don't know anything about. Is it?
Oh, that is kill him. Good job. That should slow him down. Very nicely done. Well, no, I was supposed to do that. Oh, Oh. I'm just...
You're just making all kinds of crazy stuff happen.
I know. Oh, I thought that was a game over. Not quite. Oh. You gotta memorize. Like, you really have to memorize where everyone's gonna be going. This is gonna happen right here. Harry, come on. Step on it.
Someone in the chat says this is my favorite game of all time. No joke.
Well, I could appreciate that.
There was did you see that forum thread where Joe from GameSack posted the Night Trap documentary?
Yeah, where did he post it?
I think it was on some Sega forum.
Oh, on the Sega 16?
Yeah.
Oh, what did he say about it?
I forget, but he posted. But the funniest thing was, like, that whole thread kind of became like trying to reason with this one guy who was like one of the first comments who was just like, I couldn't keep watching this because I couldn't stand how positively they were talking about this horrible game.
Really?
Like this one guy like could just not accept that. I think he was talking about Jim Riley specifically. That like he was like talking about this horrible, supposedly horrible thing he made in positive terms. And this guy could just not accept that.
That's, you know, that's so silly. I mean, I think that was kind of a big thing. You said that, you showed me that comment from yesterday. What did it say about, you know, I've never heard anybody talk about this game as anything more than like a, I don't remember what the term he used, like as like a bad game. Mm-hmm. And I think, mm-hmm. that, you know, we said very much that kind of going into it, it was, we wanted to talk about it as like something that was to be excited about, you know?
Yeah. You know, something that... this is kind of silly because like I brought this up in every single interview that we did, and you know I mostly just got blank stares for this. But coming at this from a Nintendo guy's perspective, when I see Night Trap, like it makes me think of Majora's Mask because. Events play out the same way every time, and you kind of have to do a little repetition to understand the sequence of events and what happens next and, you know, figure out how you can manipulate those events to make what you want happen. And that, Majora's Mask is just one of my favorite games of all time. I mean, possibly even my favorite Zelda game, which, you know... I mean, I would guess like within my top five favorite games. Of course, I say that, and there's more than five games that I would put in my top five favorite games. I freaking love Majora's Mask, and I love that that repetition and figuring out the order of events. You know, something that's never really resonated with me is procedural generation and stuff like that. You know, the whole it's different every time you play like that. And now that doesn't really interest me. Like I like a game to be what it is,
right?
And to learn what to do within that. And Majora's Mask, I think, does that really well. But I think of that a lot with Night Trap and
you love to bring it up. I think you brought it up with everybody.
Games in general. I did bring it up with everyone because I was hoping that was going to like bring out an interesting response, like, you know, draw a comparison for, you know, maybe games that have taken inspiration. It'd probably be silly to say Majora's Mask took inspiration from Nitro, but you never know. It got a Japanese release. That's another one of my favorite parts of the documentary. Oh,
Tati.
Yeah, it was like, that was like $10 or $15 too, wasn't it? The Japanese version that you got.
Yeah, and I think that John Lennon told me that he just bought SS. There we go. Got a copy of it, like new old stock of the Japanese version for $15 today.
That's
awesome. I don't remember where he got it from, but he, you know, I think that it's available.
Is it just like floating around eBay now?
Maybe. You might want to talk to him if you're interested in that kind of thing.
I mean, it's just a really silly thing. I wonder how it sold. I mean, not
the,
well.
The Japanese version?
It couldn't have. But how many?
Another thing that I think is really interesting about the Japanese version is that when you capture the augers, they make this like screaming sound, and it's only in that version. Yeah, where they like, it's pretty cool.
did they change anything else or just sound?
Just sound.
That's so cool.
I wonder where these people go when they get in these, get knocked on these traps. Oh.
Well, someone's saying Dragon's Lair didn't make it to the Sega CD, did it? And
it did.
They do says it did. I'm not sure if I knew that.
The other thing in this episode that was kind of a big surprise, I think, for people. Gonna step on it. No, wrong one. The involvement of Jeremy Parrish.
Yeah.
We kind of kept him a secret.
Yeah, I thought that would be a bit of a, seemed like a very unlikely thing. People would be like, what? But we, you know, something we were talking about when we were making our plans to fly to California, we were like, is there like a journalist out there, someone we could talk to, you know, like, and, you know, someone who would have been at the time or known a lot about retro games. And then we're like, oh, wait, Jeremy Parrish lives like 2.5 hours from me.
Right.
So we asked him, we're doing something on this game that people don't know exists yet. You know, would you be interested? When he found out it was Night Trap, he was like, I'm in. You know, I mean, he was just able to provide a very good historical perspective, I think. You know, he was, you know, I see his role in this as, you know, he played the role of the historian that is in any documentary ever, right? You know. So I thought that was a lot of fun.
I wonder if it's impossible to have, like, a perfect game in this. What? There we go. Just knocked that person out the window. Killed him.
So I guess Tyler has made it public that Nintendo was thinking about it and then said no to.
Yeah.
To Night Trap. I wasn't sure if that was public information. But oh man, that would have been, that was something like when you heard that that was looking like it might happen, you were so excited to put that in the documentary because you wanted to. I just watched that guy kick that chandelier, and it was awesome.
There exists a cut of the documentary that has a whole Switch segment in it.
Oh, because you thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, you let the suckers get to the power box,
and now we're all. But
what's that?
Yeah, that's it would have been so funny, you know, to have that clip of Howard Lincoln saying,
"Yep,
it'll never be on Nintendo system." Like that would have just been, that would have been just like an iconic moment, I feel, in the documentary.
Yes, and you know, it's too bad that that is not happening because it would have been such a, like it's like a built-in ad campaign. For it. I'm gonna try this one more time, and then I'm gonna move on to Warhead.
You know, it would be hilarious. Is it on? I wonder how well it could be compressed to play on like 3DS. So that'd actually be a pretty good interface for it too. We got Greg Seward in here saying, my understanding is way before Howard Lincoln said that, Nintendo was actually in talks with Digital Pictures to bring those games to the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What? Man, I stink of this game.
I mean, but it seems like, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff happen, so
yeah.
It seems to me like you're playing a decent bit.
I always get to the same spot and then die. Never know. You always miss something, and it just like shows, you see a little snippet of a clip.
Really? Tyler says that Sewer Shark was going to be on Sega CD and Night Trap was going to be on, you know, Nintendo's system.
Yeah. You know, that would be such an interesting change of events, like an alternate timeline to live in, you know?
And you know, it could have been a lot closer to happening than you think, you know?
Yeah. This game is very slapstick. It's pretty funny. Look at this guy. Oh.
I feel like the individual scenes are more elaborate than Night Trap, but I feel like the overall structure is probably not as crazy. I don't know. What do you think?
This is way harder than Night Trap.
No, I mean, I'm just talking about like the structure of the game. Like, do you think the timeline that timeline that Jim Riley showed us? Do you think the timeline for this game was this complicated?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know. It seems pretty complex in this. I feel like you gotta understand what's going on better in this one. You gotta follow stuff a little closer.
May I help?
No, I told her that that boy is getting gone.
Because you kind of gotta understand what you gotta know where people move around in the room. Their location.
Oh, you can pause it.
Yeah. You kind of Night Trap also. You can pause it and choose the room you want to go to.
Now I know the gentleman you fell in
love with. That's nice.
232.
Tyler's telling the whole Nintendo story in the chat. He said he didn't sign NDA with them.
Yeah, it's all out there now.
Because they offered to delay all versions of the game so they could launch simultaneous on Switch.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been... The Switch would have been an awesome platform for it. Like, you know, like the touch screen and everything would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
You're letting those suckers get the upper hand. I understand. Come on, get with it, pal. I'm trying. See, that person walked right past the fireplace and you couldn't catch him. You gotta memorize it a bit more. Who's this guy again? Oh, this is... Come on, step on it.
One thing that there was maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but there was a lot of reactions to Jim Riley talking about Night Trap 2.
Yeah, that was like the big. I guess maybe we should clear it up a little bit. You know, like I feel like that's what he would wants to happen. If this new version does well enough that they can right. that they can fund it.
It sounds like, I mean, I tried to press him for more details.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like, I said, so you have a pretty clear idea of what Night Trap 2 is. And he just goes, yep.
I'm just going to hang on. I'm going to change games.
Okay. I don't think, I mean, Night Trap 2, from what he was kind of describing, I mean, it sounds like he would love to do Night Trap, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, but I'm kind of under the impression it would be more like what the original vision for the Halloween movie series was, where it was like a different horror theme every time. I think that's what he sees Night Trap as being. So I don't think it would necessarily be a continuation.
Yeah, I think it would be very difficult to do a full-on continuation of the storyline at this point. And like a lot of the appeal of it is the fact that it was made when it was made.
Right.
So I could see something maybe taking place in that world. Oh, look, this one's an MGM. It's got an MGM logo at the beginning here.
So this is Wirehead we're getting ready to play?
Yes.
But yeah, like, I think the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, people who are in the movie business and the TV business are...
Oh, this
I think
has
very...
full-screen FMV.
Oh, whoa. That's intense. But, I think people who are
created by James Riley.
Oh man. People who are in that business, I think, are a lot more willing to talk about things they want to do or are planning to do. You know, a lot of times I'm kind of used to game people who don't want to talk about what is going on.
I don't
on
know,
here.
But it's amazing. I have a feeling I think they could control their father with this remote control. Maybe he's a robot. Because his name is Wirehead. He has a wire on his head.
Dr. Slitcon?
They've tortured me. They've killed my nurse. And now they're after you. I escaped. But I don't know how long before they find me or you. I've got to go. I'll be getting in touch with you very soon. In the meantime, I've got someone watching over you with my controller.
Oh, I'm watching over him.
Good luck.
Ned Hubbard? Yes.
Ned Hubbard.
My name is Frank Ross. This is my partner, Will Kramer. We're with the FBI. We'd like it if you'd come with us and answer a few questions, please. Why? About what?
How much does this game sell
no
for?
Big deal.
I feel like I want a real copy.
Questions about Dr.
I'll look it up.
Written and directed by James Riley.
Oh, wow.
How did you know he disappeared?
Adrenaline surge detective. Hyperventilating. Remote control active. Oh wow! I can choose what directions I want to go. It's giving me options to go forward, left, or right.
That's intense.
I wonder if it plays out a certain way.
Bad choice.
It might have like branching paths. Oh, come on! So you gotta know where to go.
It looks like buy it now, complete copies are like 40, maybe a little less.
No, it's pretty expensive actually then. What?
There's just the manual for 18.
This is silly. Hope fades for Wirehead. Can I go up? Is it just... This is...
So wait, you get to retry?
Yes, it's letting me retry, but I'm losing my batteries.
Oh.
See, eventually it like narrows down your choices.
Back in
so you can get through it for sure.
Back in 94 and 95, Jim Riley was hoping people would call him up in 20 years and interview him about Wirehead.
I know. This is silly. I mean, this is like about as trial and error as you can get. There's like no like room for messing around. This is like an FAQ game. You just gotta like follow the directions.
You don't think there's like a
no, because there's only one right choice out of three every time. So
you don't
like,
think it? You don't think it expands later?
It better. I went from being like really into this to like not being too into this in record time. I was like, oh, like wouldn't it be cool if you can go different directions and it kind of has slightly branching paths? But no, you just gotta memorize. Oh, and he's getting on the bike. I picked the right choice that time.
That skateboard looks radioactive. Oh man, wood panel station wagon. That's my style.
Man.
I love how goofy looking it is, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, wow. You have to redo quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay, now he's going with the skateboard this time. Because the bike didn't work. I wonder if I just, like, look it up. I could look it up. Oh, I, at least I get to continue there.
Oh, so the skateboard is the good option.
Yes. Man. I'm gonna see if I can just, like, look like a wirehead FAQ just to see.
Do you want me to have it up and then tell you?
Yes. Let's do it that way. Because then you can just tell me, like, this. You can tell me what each thing is. Yeah, look up the strange guys so we can see the whole thing. There was another one that was going to be a game, but they ended up canceling it and they made a movie out of it. It was a TV movie.
Oh?
I can't think of what it was called, though. I'm sure someone in the chat could
tell us. You know, he mentioned something to us in the interview. I forget what it was.
Well, there's one game, he said, that was completely shot, but, like, has never seen.
Yeah, and he said it was like
an Amazon woman, I remember him talking about.
Yeah, he said it was like some sci-fi thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He said it was like really like beautiful cinematography, and it was like, you know, how much was, I think he said it was for like, didn't he almost say he was working on something for like Dreamcast, or am I crazy?
I don't think so. No, I don't know about that.
Maybe I'm making that up.
Did you find it?
Oh, well, it's interesting. There's like detailed breakdowns and like really just quick. There's like a quick ending, which has fewer instructions.
Look at that. Are you seeing this? He's using a raft as a glider.
How did that happen? How did you get there?
No, it's just, this is just a demo.
Oh. That's amazing. So are you the kids?
No, I'm like someone who's watching over them.
Hat rustlers?
No.
Rebranding. Does he go back in time? To the old West?
That's amazing.
I don't think he
does. Well, which set of instructions do you want?
How about the
Scenic route, there's the scenic route and the quick ending.
Let's do the scenic route.
Okay. It starts off left, right, right, left, left.
Okay, so it's going to be left. You're going to have to tell me. Okay.
Okay, well, how long do you have to choose?
Left. Hang on. I can probably remember. Right. Left, right, right, left, left.
Yes.
Okay, what's after that?
Up, right, up.
Okay. Give me three at a time.
Okay. You just tell me when you need the next set.
Okay, next set.
Right, left, up.
Okay. The couch. Okay, next three.
Down, right, right.
Okay.
It's like, you know, like, this full screen video is, like, pretty impressive.
It is.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Oh, it kind of highlights certain things in the scene of where to go. Or maybe not.
Yeah, I think the compression's just weird.
Yeah. No, he's like on the plane.
What are you doing in here?
I was just making sure my bags got on the plane.
No one is allowed in this room, sir. Now, I suggest you take your seat.
Right away.
He's lucky the plane is kind of empty.
Hello?
Sally.
I don't know what the story is at all, so...
No.
I
Oh, he has a cell phone. Oh, no, it's like it's a mobile phone. It's like a wired phone on...
Grab the kids and leave. It looks pretty high-tech, though.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Remember, the doctor...
Sally, go now. Right now, trust me, we could be in a lot of danger.
Well, shouldn't I call the police?
No, so you're still on down right, right?
I'm waiting for that last right.
I'll call you later.
Excuse me, is that seat taken? Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Testosterone surge detected.
Next to a fat man back there who snores like a water buffalo.
He's on the plane, so something's gonna go crazy.
Airport security's just called. They think we might have a murderer on board.
They think he's a murderer.
Ned Hubbard.
Ned Hubbard. Man of action.
Are you the one that they call Wirehead? I read about you in the papers.
Oh, so people know that he's Wirehead.
Oh, he's like famous?
Yeah, she's like, are you the one they call Wirehead? I read about you in the paper. Ned Hubbard.
Let's hide in here.
Okay, I'm ready for the next set now.
Up, right, down.
Up, right.
I can't jump out of a plane!
He just jumped out of the plane.
You know, that must have been quite a scene to shoot.
Yeah. Just, oh, maybe it is up, right, down. I thought it was up, right, down. So is it, maybe it is up. Maybe I hit the wrong thing.
Hey, you're good. Waterfall.
So I'm gonna try it. Oh, it is right. Oh, here we go.
You gotta help me! Come on!
I can see this one having like a pretty big budget.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bear. Okay, next set.
Right, left, A.
Okay. Jeez. He tore off his sweater vest.
Hey,
this must be where he runs into the bar.
Wait, did he end up in the Old West somehow?
His location is unknown.
Uh-oh.
Warning, arrest warrant filed. Going offline. It's right, left, A, right?
Yes.
Bubba's Bacon Ride, $10. 10 cents, maybe it was. Bubba's Bacon Ride. I wonder if this game is pretty long. It seems like it'd be pretty long. That progressing super fast.
I mean, it's really a movie, you know?
Yeah. There's chickens in there.
Howdy.
Nice hat.
Thank you.
Where'd you get it?
Oh, a store. General store.
It's awfully familiar to me. Sure does.
Oh, yeah?
Sure does.
Sure does.
M-O-O-S-P. Moose. That's my hat. You know what we do with hat rustlers?
No.
Punch him. Okay, I'm ready.
A right, right.
Oh. It happens so quick. Hopefully I get to start with it. Let's see what happens here.
It's two A's and then right, right.
What is this now?
Wait, maybe you progressed.
No, I said this.
Good morning, Sheriff.
I'm Mara. Oh, you know, it's possible that we might be on a different sequence now.
Your prisoner here is accused of killing a man that he didn't kill.
Okay,
and
I'm in the.
The killers are in fact on their way here this minute to kill him.
Is there anything about a prison? Been in prison?
No, Sheriff, you just don't understand. These men are.
Okay, I took damage but went to the next scene.
They're going to kill you, him, me, anybody
so
to get to
is
him.
It going
to
be what was the after the second A?
Well, right. That might have been part of the fight. So I have no idea now. All I'm looking at is a linear list of instructions with no details.
He ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Who are you?
I know who you are. I've met with Dr. Oha. He is safe, and he wants me to...
So...
But I don't even know where
Look,
I am.
I don't know if I can help you much at this point.
Then we'll find out.
Act dehydrated. Excuse me.
If we can figure out what the next input is,
he's going to die of dehydration.
Then we'll know.
Yeah, what?
He's going to die of thirst. Please do something for him.
Oh hell, deputy, get him a drink.
Everything was going so good too. Signal real soon.
Get ready.
Care for your dehydration.
Open the cell. Open the cell.
Oh, she's.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, little lady.
You
pull the gun on the cops
right now.
Why does she want to get you out?
Okay, someone's saying I gotta press right next.
Do it.
Press R. So we're gonna find out what happens.
Well, if it's right up,
okay.
Then we might be on track. We'll see.
Okay. Well, right was definitely correct. And we might be in for it. This might be working. Right up.
Mm-hmm.
Was correct.
Right, left, left.
Okay. Right. We're taking the Jeep. This entire movie is shot handheld, I think.
That's impressive.
It's cheaper that way. left.
Go right.
Okay.
Up, right, left.
Oh. What was it? Up?
Up, right, left.
Which way?
No, you're going to have to redo some, though.
Yeah, so was it left? Or, I mean, right?
Right, left, left.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so what was it here? Hang on. Okay, so I'm going to get back in the Jeep. So it's right.
Left, left.
Left, left. And then what?
Up, right, left.
Okay. Right, left, left. Right, left, left, then up.
I told you to go right back here, but
you right, left. Up, right, left.
Okay.
Left, left, right.
Up, right, left?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, there's another car. Go left.
Left. She's telling me what to do. But still, okay, so what's next?
Left, left, right.
Okay. A circle. Left, left, right?
Left, left, right.
Okay, I'm waiting on the right now. What's the one after the right?
Up, left, up.
Up, left, up?
Up, left, up.
I think we lost him.
Yeah.
Up. Okay, so it was up, left, left. You say that it was
up, up, left, up.
Up, left, up. Okay, so it's gonna be left, up. I meant the left, up.
So, has my friend been taking care of you?
What is going on?
Wait,
doctor?
What?
Why are these people
you're left up?
Me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, remember the next set. It's left, up, left.
I reconnected your brain with electrodes.
Can you remember that?
Can I remember? Okay, so I'm going to go left, up, left. Right?
If including your last left.
Okay.
For the previous set. So left, up, left.
Okay.
That'll make it easy because it puts me at the end of a row.
Good. Brain control. It's the dream of every fascist dictator in the world.
And we got one of the worst after us, Dr. Archibald Slitkon and his thugs.
How far into this are we?
She's the most dangerous of all.
Between a quarter and a third, I'd say.
Jeez.
Well, that's great.
I'm already kind of over it.
Guys, the only way we can steer this thing is to get the story to my editor. The second this thing hits the front page, you two are safe.
And you get your story.
Do you have a better idea?
How are they finding him so much?
Who is it? House cleaning. Come back later. Really not a good time for us right now.
So I'm going left, up, left, right?
Left, up, left.
Okay, here we go. Oh, she's got a machine gun. So I'm waiting on that last left.
Okay.
What is after that? After that last left.
Right, left, left.
Left, right, left, left. Okay. Left. Right. And then left, left.
Left, left, A.
Oh. Like, maybe not. Whew. Everyone got blown up there.
Oh, wait, but it looks like you're continuing?
I guess so.
I don't know where we are now,
so it's
then.
Gonna be, it's, I guess it's going to be A is going to be the next
hey,
one.
Hey, Slipgun, look, I delivered the money.
Maybe.
I think it is. We'll find out. If it's not A, what would it be? What's the one after A?
Right, left.
Okay. It's going to be either A or right. Maximum Restaurant is like, nice, it's a brain.
Come on, let's get this thing over with.
All in good time, my dear. Brain surgery is one thing. Knowledge extraction, quite another.
He's gonna eat his brain and gain his knowledge.
Dr. Rosa?
You will learn nothing from us, you filthy butcher.
We'll see. Put him on the table.
To be A or right? A.
Was it A?
Yeah.
Okay, so right, left.
Stop
okay.
Him! Don't let him get away! Stop!
Call them out as you do them.
Right.
So
okay. I said right. So it's going to be right, left?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Left.
Left, up.
Okay. Left. Up. Up.
Up a left.
A left. A? Then give me an option. Oh, geez. Okay, what's after A?
Left.
Geez. He like punched her and she went flying up. Oh, left. Please, I hit it. Okay.
Left, right.
Left, right. Okay.
After that, A left, it's left, right.
Left. It's left, right?
Left, right.
Okay. Left. Right.
Left, right.
Left, right. Left. Right. Right.
Left, up.
Left. They're killing everybody.
Sam, it's Laura.
Would you like to tell me what's going on?
I found them.
I saw Tyler was mentioning that he has an idea for Night Chap 2. He's going to be talking to James Riley about it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
He kind of like told me a little bit of what it was. It's pretty cool, I think.
What are we on in this?
Up, I think.
Taking your family hostage.
Okay.
He wants Dr. Ohan.
The first up.
It's three rights after that.
I'll give them what they want.
up, up, right, right, right.
Yep.
Are you crazy? Cool. Do you really think that SlitCon is just going to say, oh, thank you very much, and let you walk away? No, he's going to kill you and you and anybody that knows anything about this operation.
Well, we're actually probably like past halfway now.
Really?
At least in terms of inputs, yeah. Like we kind of sped ahead through all that driving and stuff.
All right. Sam told me where they are. You and I will go to the shipyard and rescue your family. Dr. Ohad,
oh, his family's been kidnapped.
Sounds like a good idea.
I don't know why they want Wirehead. After I beat this, I'll play. I saw somebody asking for Final Fight. I think I'll play a little Final Fight after this. Even though it's not FMV, still on the Sega CD. Still relevant. If I can beat this game. CGQ wants to send you $50. Please respond.
Hi. I'm responding.
We got it. So it's my dream. So hang on, let me pause this really quick. Since Chris CGQ is here, it's my dream to do a live stream with him and Greg Stewart, and we like look through old issues of EGM. Because Chris does a really, really awesome series on his channel called Let's Read. He just did a really great one on when he read through the first issue of Nintendo Power.
Oh, wow. I got some when I was on vacation earlier this summer. I got like maybe 5 or 6 Nintendo Powers, and I've been meaning to go through them, because you know they'll only be useful in the future if I know what's in them, so I need to read them.
Okay, I'm at the start of the right.
Okay. So how many rights do you have left?
None. I mean, all of them. I have all of them. Up, sorry. Okay. I put in none of them. I'm gonna
take that. Okay. Order. So you last thing you did was up.
Hey, right. You watch me.
That's like become a joke between me and my coworkers. Right. Because we've like it's like this phrase that's like spread among our department. Is we just go uh-huh. Right. It's like it's contagious.
I've got one right left.
All right.
So what's after the? Okay, all the rights are done. What's next?
Left, right.
Okay.
It's actually 3 rights. Left, right. I'll give
you 4.
Wait.
It's okay. So it's left, right.
Yes.
Okay.
One left, and then 3 rights again.
Left.
So you're getting ready for the rights?
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay, so there should be one more. Oh, what's after the 3rd right?
Left, right.
Okay. What is it? Left, right. What is it? Left?
Left, right.
Left, right. Okay. Oh, I must have missed one. Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Let's see if we can do the 3rd one here. I think I messed up. Hopefully it's just right.
Do you know where we are now?
Well, I think it's the 1st right. So there should be one more. No? Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's the 3 rights in a row. Wow, it sent me back really far.
Okay, so you're back to the 1st of 3 rights.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That little rat's starting to get to me. When I get my hands on that little freak, I'm personally going to rip his eyes out. I'm going to take that wire. Hey, you watch me.
Okay, I've done three rights in a row. Now what is it? Left.
Left, left, right.
Left. What? Uh-oh.
Are we out of sync?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
There's three rights in a row. Oh, man. I don't even know where I am.
Oh. If there's three, there's like two series of three rights.
Okay, well, they're just getting to the boat now. I gotta do the whole boat thing again.
What? What was the first thing in the boat?
I don't remember.
What was it, like the ups?
Maybe.
It was either the ups or the three rights. There's two sets of three rights.
Okay.
So.
Please be careful. Oh, wait. So I'm going to do three rights in a row.
Okay, can you pause?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you've done... There's two ups, and you may have already done those. Then there's a right, and then there's a left, and then there's another right.
Okay. So I just did a right, and it was correct.
Okay, so there might be two more, and then followed by a left.
Okay. Right. Okay. I think we're on track now.
Okay, tell me when you've done the last right.
Okay.
When I get my hands on that little freak, I'm personally going to rip his eyes out. I'm going to take that.
You've just done two so far?
Yes, I'm about to do the third right. Okay, I've done. So it's gonna go left, then right.
Left, and then three more rights.
Okay.
Oh. So call out each one as you do them.
No, it's not letting me.
Careful. They're all over the place.
So left. So it's gonna be right.
Right.
This way.
Right. Here we go. So it's gonna be three rights in a row. The one's after the third right.
Left, right.
Okay.
Call him out.
Okay. Right. No.
What?
I don't know. The scene is so long. Okay, so I'm gonna go right.
Well, it's possible you're on the second set of rights.
Okay, so what's after the second? Okay, so
if you're on the second set of rights, then it would be right, left, right.
Okay, so right.
Right, left, right. Right, left, right.
Okay.
I'm gonna take that wire. Hey, you watch me.
So So right. And I'm going to go left, left, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It won't let me do it. So it's... So, okay. So maybe it's here. No, it's not going to let me do it here either.
All right. This way.
It's not letting me go right or left. It's forced me to go right.
Did you do one left?
No.
You had no lefts.
Hang on. I'm going to find out what happens here. I just went right, and now I'm about to do something else here. I went right, then left.
I can tell you there are no ups for a long time.
I just hit up when you said up, and that was going to kill me.
It's like nothing but lefts and rights for a long time.
This is excruciating. All right, I'm just going to do what it says here. I see a lot of people, some people talking about the At Games Genesis flashback. That's the HDMI. I think we got a comment saying, or a tweet saying, like, are we going to look at one? But we didn't, I mean, a lot of people have them, but... Where we are not on that list. We're not really on any lists, now that I think about it. Like, we never get... I mean, I guess we got the analog early. But that's, like, the only time. In the AVS. Well, AVS, maybe we got that a little bit early. But, like, these kind of mass-produced things.
Hey, you watch me!
Right.
You know, it would have been awesome to, like, get to look at the Super NES Classic early. But I don't think that's going to happen either. I'm just going, so it's going to be right.
Careful.
I'm just in a lot of rights here.
Yeah, all I can say is that up is not valid anytime soon.
Okay.
Follow me.
So it's right, right, left. This is going to be left right here. Right, right, left. My last life too, I think. So left. Now I'm gonna go up the stairs. So it's like right, right, left, left. Is what I just did.
Right, right.
Oh, okay, then it might be right, left, left.
Okay, so I'm gonna go right. See if this works. Left. Oh, well, it might be. Maybe not. Nope.
Ah!
Bad decisions lead to family suicide.
Wow, oof. Harsh.
Man.
Bad decisions. Well, we made bad decisions trying to follow this game fact, I guess. Well, yeah. It got us further than we would have gotten otherwise, that's for sure. That's... I just want to go on YouTube and watch that now, though.
Yeah, I want to see what happens. Should I just, like, pick something? I'll go in the other room and pick something. I'll be back.
Yeah, I mean, it could be you could play Time Gal or something.
Yeah, I could play Sewer Shark.
Oh, yeah, I know nothing about Sewer Shark.
I kind of like Sewer Shark. A lot of people really hate Sewer Shark. I kind of like
it. Well, you know, Sewer Shark is a cheap Sega CD game, so I feel like I need to be informed about it.
Yeah,
because
you
maybe
might like
I'll, maybe I want Sewer Shark.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll go and grab it.
Classic Gaming Quarterly, I might have heard about Night Trap. I might have been involved with the documentary on. I can't quite remember.
You know, the other option was that we could play the Japanese version of Night Trap.
Oh. Well, I do want to see Sewer Shark, though.
Okay, let me put it in.
I do want to see it.
Okay.
But Japanese Night Trap is tempting. Maybe some other time. Maybe when Tyler's over there. You know, the unfortunate thing is that we're actually going to be flying back. We're going to be flying back from Missouri Game Con the Sunday following the limited run release, but it won't be available digitally for another few days, huh?
Oh, you mean Night Trap in general, yeah.
Right. The limited run happens several days before the digital release. But what I was going to say is
Sony owns this. So unless this game will not see a re-release unless Sony does it.
Really? They still own it?
Yeah.
Interesting. A Hasbro production. That's crazy.
Yeah. John Dykstra directed this, and he is a pretty famous visual effects guy.
That name does sound familiar.
Yeah, the effects are pretty good in this. I think this is, it's pretty cool. Another crash and burn. Like, it's acted a lot better.
Acted a lot better?
Yeah, the acting's a lot better in this. And the effects are a lot better. You know, it very much has, like, that, you know, like, everything was done with real props. You know, you'll see, like, this kind of floating machine in a little bit, and, you know, you can tell that it's, like, really there. I would love to see the raw footage of this stuff.
Well, who knows? Maybe after Night Trap, Sony will be interested.
Yeah.
Tyler needs to talk to him.
Yep. See why you can't hear this. I love this guy. I always come back for more. What's his name? I forgot his name.
So what are you doing? Is this just a Road Avenger style or what?
Well,
you gotta
listen to directions, but you also shoot stuff.
Oh, okay.
Your ship is called the Whole Hog.
The Whole Hog?
Yeah.
So what are you?
You're dog meat. You're the guy who's shooting and driving the Whole Hog. Dog meat.
All right. Are you a sewer shark?
Well, it's just, I guess. See, look, you'll see this thing flying around here in a second, and you can tell it's, it's like really built. And it's like, it's a real prop. Crash and burn. The sewer jockeys come
and they go. But down here, I was kind of hoping there might be a shark in the sewer.
No.
That's a little bit disappointing. A boss and a reason to live.
You're gonna owe me big dog meat. Dog meat. What's my payback? £1,000,000 of tube steak. You gotta deliver £1,000,000 of tube steak.
And we got a one-way ticket to Solar. Tube steak?
Yep.
Is by, this by, like shooting, by shooting rats.
Oh yeah, yep.
Maybe you're good enough, dog meat. Let's find out. I'm your backseat this trip, so don't screw up, huh? Hey, Captain.
See, you can tell if that's like I'm working real good. A good effect, I think. Oh my gosh, what is that ugly
thing sitting in the pilot seat? Catfish, pilot accident file, access. Run data. Evaluate. Oh, well, 12
pilots to miss. And this was a pack-in for the Sega CD for some time, right?
Yeah, more like the Model 2, I think.
Am I crazy for thinking that floating thing looks like Sonic. Like that thing looks like his nose.
I can see that. Like the nose? Yeah, totally. Yeah. I can see that.
So that's your ship. Just this weird ball?
No. That's Catfish. He's your guide.
Oh, okay. See, a lot is lost without not hearing the audio. I can't make heads or tails of what's going on here.
It's like one
or
of my
Sonic or Tails.
It's one of my favorite lines, though, is when he's like, "All right, we're ready to go. We're ready to launch on three. Three." He doesn't count it down or anything. He just says, starts with three.
Pretend it's a game. Maybe it'll even be fun. Shoot the tubes, dog meat!
A catfish, a ghost. We got a target acquisition down here.
It's a Radigator.
Radigator?
Yeah.
The critter's at 6-12-9.
6-12-9.
So you have to hit every single thing, or else you fail.
Right.
Yeah, this is actually like kind of smooth looking.
Yeah, right. Six, 12, niner.
So was Jim Riley and Tom Zito and those guys involved with this, or?
I don't know, like, how involved in this they were.
But Digital Pictures, or the people of Digital Pictures, had... I don't know if Digital Pictures was formed yet.
Well, no, this was shot. This was shot at the same time as Night Trap was.
Right, okay.
Originally. Does this have you kind of interested a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it looks fun. Can you use a light gun with it?
No.
I mean, he's just shooting stuff.
Well, then you go the directions he tells you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't... There's no guesswork as to which direction you need to go?
Right.
Well, how do you change directions? Because you have to aim the cursor, too.
Oh, I missed it. Of course. I need to go up again. He tells you like the direction to go, and you hold down B and you press the direction when
so
up.
If you aren't holding a button, then you're free aiming.
Right.
And then what button shoots?
A. I mean, this game is really, really cheap.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, I feel like I'd like this. I mean, I like FMV games, and I like shooting stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So...
I feel like this one is another one that's, like, kind of unfairly hated on. But I mean, it is, it's very smooth, you know, like it looks.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
3, 12, 9, or 12. So it's going to be 3. So it's going to be.
Like, are these tunnels film, do you think? Like, are these sets?
It's probably miniatures, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't look like computer generated. It looks too good for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is 87, so it was like definitely not.
Yeah, that's true. That's
what I meant. Is like the effects are pretty decent. You know, like they're practical effects. I died.
So you died. How many lives did you have?
I think you just have one to make it through the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
How long is?
It's not long. But it's definitely different every time you play. He gives you different directions every time you play it.
Oh, interesting. So somehow they make it so that those tunnels, like...
They just repeat.
Right, but it's like seamless, though.
Yes.
That, which is kind of cool. All
right, so there's been a lot of people asking me to play Final Fight CD, so we got 12 more minutes left. I'll play Final Fight CD. All
right.
You should go on eBay and buy this right now.
You know, in a way, Final Fight CD is the origin to this whole episode. Oh, John Dykstra did the stop motion effects in Star Wars, huh? For some reason, I didn't think Star Wars has any stop motion effects. I thought it was all camera moving in relation to the models.
So is there anybody in the chat who is just a new subscriber, has never been to the live stream before? Because...
I was saying that in a lot of ways, Final Fight CD is the origin of this episode.
Yes, that's very appropriate. Yes, how funny, right? Mike Hager here. All right, who do you want me to be?
I'm not a Final Fight guy, so.
I mean, I always want to be Guy. I'm going to be Cody this time. This game has a really good soundtrack in it, this version of the game.
Now, but don't people criticize the colors in this version?
Yes, but there is a palette fix for it, a color fix hack.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with it. I think it looks a lot better than the Super Nintendo version. The animation is really smooth.
Well, animation doesn't look that smooth.
The walking animation is.
That's not bad.
That's pretty smooth.
I feel like I should get a version of Final Fight someday.
This is the version to have. This one's a little expensive, though.
Is it expensive? I mean, I don't want to get an expensive version.
Well, I mean... I have a disc only. It's so stupid. I used to have two complete in-box versions of it.
Now, let me look up how much.
It's expensive. Like, it's like complete in-box. I think it's like $100.
Well, here's a disc only, which as you know, I've ended up being disc only for Sega CD.
Yeah.
Disc only. 33.
That's good. This is the version they have.
But let's check out how much the SNES version is.
Oh, it's gonna be like $5 probably. But it's a clearly superior version, and it's two player simultaneous. So
the Super Nintendo version isn't two player?
Oh, that it was very widely, like, that's the reason people rag on it so hard.
Oh, well, then there's like no, like, that's literally the only reason I would even consider getting the game was to do two player.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only two player version. I mean, unless you get like the PSN version or something.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the Super Nintendo version is not as cheap as I expected. I mean, it's like $15, but I mean, I'm not seeing. Here's a couple of 10. I thought it'd be like under 10, though. That's ridiculous, though. That's not two player.
He had a lot of people gave it a lot of flack because of that. I mean, that was a.
Oh,
was a
you were you recover health by eating meat.
Yeah, street meat.
Street meat.
Street meat's like actually like a real term. I used to get street meat all the time in New York.
But I mean, I really enjoyed co-oping the Streets of Rage games.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's not as robust as, especially Streets of Rage 2. It's more akin to Streets of Rage 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a bit more limited. But the sprites are huge.
It doesn't look as good to me as even Streets of Rage 1, to tell the truth.
Well, yeah, I mean, Streets of Rage 1 was done it, it was a reaction to this game and the fact that the Super Nintendo had this game. But it doesn't look as good, but the sprites are so much bigger than Streets of Rage, especially than the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if bigger sprites is necessarily a huge plus. You know, I played Streets of Rage 3, the Japanese version, which is, you know, not that hard. And we got the best ending our first try, and we didn't even know how to get the best ending. We just lucked into it.
Is that something fun. If you saw it for the right price, would you buy it or no?
Yes. I don't know if I would buy the American version, but I would buy the Japanese version for the right price, or I guess the European version maybe, because doesn't it include NTSC speeds on the same cart?
The what?
I'm not sure. The European version.
Oh, I don't know.
I think you can... Well, I'm not sure if my Genesis does region... If the region unlock... It was for PAL or not.
The song that's playing right now is like the best version of this song.
But, yeah, I mean, if I would definitely consider getting the Japanese version of Streets of Rage 3 for the right price, but. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was fun. You know, something I really liked about it, it's got, I think I've complained about on our stream before about how annoyed I am by the concept of sacrificing health to use a super move.
Oh,
and
Final Fight does it.
Not even a super move, just a stronger attack. I really don't like.
Well,
this
uses, it clears out enemies from around you. It's a big.
Well,
like a spin.
I mean if it's some big deal like that, that's one thing. But oftentimes it's just a slightly stronger attack, and it is not worth sacrificing health for. So it's like you may as well not even have it, in my opinion. But what I was saying was, in Streets of Rage 3, they've got this cool thing where there's a cooldown.
Right, it has like that charge bar, right?
Right, so when that's full, and it charges pretty quick, when that's full, you can use your stronger attack without losing any health. But you can use it any time, but you lose health if the cooldown isn't charged.
So it's
charged.
Kind of a...
That's a great compromise, I think.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that part. There's some weird levels in it. Like there was this level like on some like train tracks that was pretty annoying. But overall I thought it was that was pretty good, actually. At least the Japanese version was pretty good.
I used to listen to this game soundtrack all the time just by putting the CD into my CD player and just playing the Redbook audio. I kind of talk about that in this upcoming episode for a minute.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that we're working on an episode about soundtracks, like not really about the music so much, but the physical, you know, soundtracks.
Yeah. It's kind of, I think it's kind of a lot of the appeal that our VHS episode had.
Right, where it's just kind of like, you know, looking at a bunch of these things that are out there, these things that exist.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, I'm pretty far along in that, and we're going to plan to release that two Fridays from this past Friday. Yeah, the 11th, the day we fly out to Missouri.
Yeah. These guys can't get near me. Look at them. Oh, that guy got near me. Ooh, I had some sushi. It gave me full health. And what's coming after that? I don't know. I'm gonna do a smaller episode.
Yeah, you'll do a smaller episode, and I'll go full on into PS2 RGB, which I started writing the script.
I saw that in the drop in the Google Drive. How far along are you in it?
I've done the intro. I've done the basics of the capabilities. I've gone over resolution stuff. And then it's going to be video cables. And I haven't quite exactly decided what the order of things is going to be from there, but
yeah.
There's a number of things I still need to research. And test.
That's gonna be a big hit, I think, that episode.
Yeah.
Speaking of PlayStation, though, the PlayStation episode has finally surpassed the N64 anti-aliasing.
Yes, which, thank goodness.
For our most viewed episode. But, I think the Game
Boy's not going to take too long to catch up.
I think the Game Boy's going to catch up, and it's going to pass it, I bet. I mean, it's getting right around double the amount of views regularly as the PlayStation episode is.
Regularly, the Game Boy video is regularly our most viewed video, unless there has just been a new release. It's the video that's always getting new views.
Yeah, it feels good to have the anti-aliasing not be our biggest video.
Yeah, because that wasn't even an important video. That was just something we were doing because, you know, people were like, "Oh, did you hear that you can do the same thing that the HDMI mod does with a Game Shark?" And I'm like, "No, it's different." They do different things.
Yeah, it feels good to have that not be the big one. Popular stream tonight. I was not expecting this many people. Oh, it's oh my god.
What?
So this guy comes in after you beat up this car in this part. The owner of the car comes in and he goes, "Oh my car!" But the sound sample of it in the Super Nintendo version is cuts off the end. So he's like, "Oh my car!"
Says Japan on it.
What the heck? Am I not gonna get to do it? I didn't finish it, so we're not gonna see. Oh, maybe we'll do it. Here it is. Oh, we didn't even say it. Oh my god. He might say "Oh my god" in the arcade version, but he just goes "Oh my god." So. I don't know if you know this, but the Final Fight games take place in the Street Fighter universe.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't know if you're on involved.
I mean, you're right to not assume that I know terribly much about the Street Fighter universe, but I was aware of that much. I mean, Agar is in some of the Street Fighter games, right?
Not in the Street Fighter games. No, he's in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and the upcoming one, but he is in a game called Saturday Night Slam Masters, which I think is Zangief in Saturday Night Slam Masters. I don't know, but Saturday Night Slam Masters is a wrestling game. It also takes place in that universe.
For some reason, I thought the core Street Fighter cast, at least some of them had, or excuse me, Final Fight cast. For some reason, I thought some of them were in the Street Fighter games.
Yeah, well, and started with Street Fighter Alpha, and then Street Fighter 4 has a bunch of them. Well, it has Cody and Guy, for sure.
Those people sitting at the table look really small.
Yeah, they're in the background. They just don't care what's happening. This guy's he's killing people. Look how small Hagar's head is. I mean, I don't know if it's like drawn wrong or if it's just because it's almost comical.
I mean, the stock.
He's just so big, though, I guess.
This game's. I don't know. I feel like it lacks style, especially compared to Streets of Rage.
But it came out like way before Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
This came out in 1989, the year that the Genesis came out. I think it was.
But what year did this version come out?
This one was probably like 93. Yeah, Morgan Hess says 93. Unless Streets of Rage was Streets of Rage was in 93. Streets of Rage was like 90. Streets of Rage was like supposed to be the Final Fight killer.
I mean, just from watching it, I feel like it is a Final Fight killer.
But Streets of Rage? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, there's a lot more gameplay in Street Fighter.
I mean, I am not
but only
a big
because
brawler.
this laid the foundation for them to improve upon it.
Yeah, I mean, I am not a big brawler fan, but I was surprised how much I enjoyed the Streets of Rage games. I enjoy them way more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Yeah, Streets of Rage came out in 1991, so this was 2 years before. I mean, the arcade version was 2 years before.
You know, I was really jealous of your pickup at Too Many Games, where you got Streets of Rage 1 complete, right, for $20.
Yeah,
really good shape. Because you know,
it has manual and everything. I thought it was it's just like a good deal. I mean, it was like. I think it was $20 because I got it pretty much right after as soon as like the doors opened.
Because I've got card only for that, and I kind of forgot that I had card only for that. And then after you were like, "I'm going to buy this," I was kind of like, "Dang it! I wish I thought of that."
Well, I've been after it for a little while.
Yeah, but everywhere else it was like $30, and I'm like, I can't pay $30 when I. You know, I already have the game, but I got these like, well, I bought just like empty Genesis boxes for the three card only games that I have, and then I bought some just like generic universal cases for the Power Base Mini and that EverDrive that you gave me.
Right.
But I never like got around to like making any sort of like printout for any of those cases. But the card only games I have are Streets of Rage 1, Toe Jam and Earl, and Hyperstone Heist.
Toe Jam and Earl's a good game too.
Yeah, I that was another game I liked a lot more than I thought I would.
I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well.
Toe Jam and Earl Complete's kind of expensive now, too.
Yeah. Their Kickstarter game is coming out pretty soon, maybe. I don't know. Well, it might be coming out pretty soon. So this level, the level I'm playing right here is not in the Super Nintendo game. So Super Nintendo is also missing this level.
Interesting.
Another reason that if you're going to get one, you should get this version.
So wait, I thought there was a failed Toe Jam and Earl Kickstarter.
I guess it got funded. I thought it was failed too, but it actually did get funded.
Unless they did another funding method. I'm so sure that failed.
What?
I was so sure that it failed.
I know there's a Kickstarter by the person who made Echo the Dolphin that failed.
But I still thought I was so sure that the Toe Jam and Earl Kickstarter failed. Now, I don't know much about the Xbox Toe Jam and Earl. What is so bad about that one?
I don't know, but, you know, I almost bought it at Too Many Games because how bad could it be?
How bad could it be? You know, I kind of want to get Toe Jam and Earl 2 sometime. I mean, it can't be. I mean, it's got really good graphics, I think. Like, what? I really just enjoy the style of Toe Jam and Earl 2.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you like got the second one, or you want to get the
second one? No, I don't, but I mean, I just like the character style is just, like, really cool looking.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be that bad of a game. I think it's just one of those situations where people are disappointed because it's so different from the first.
Okay, so it looks like Toe Jam and Earl have failed to get its extended tiers, so it's not coming to any consoles.
Oh.
That's a bummer. But I'm sure they'll find a way to make
does
that happen.
Well, it happen. Yeah, if it does well, but, you know, they could always make the ports happen.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to see them making it if the Kickstarter failed. It had a really weird kind of like paper cutout style to it.
Yeah, is that what it looks like now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been following it at all.
Oh wait, Half MDE Tank says Adult Swim picked it up, so it is coming to every console.
Oh, so maybe it's looking good.
I don't know. Let me look it up. Is it just called Toe Jam and Earl 4 or what?
I don't know. I was just looking at it the other day.
Oh, is it back in the groove?
That's it.
Here's the Steam listing for it.
Oh, so it's got to be close. If it has a Steam listing.
This looks a lot like the first game.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of old...
It actually looks pretty good. Like, yeah. It's very faithful to the original game, it looks like.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something about Wonder Boy. I was gonna say, like, right now, like, my Genesis Holy Grail. I don't know if what we were talking about earlier about Genesis games. Like, the only Genesis thing I'm, like, really after right now is a manual for Wonder Boy in Monster World. I constantly am looking for it.
You know, let me check if mine has one. I don't think it does, actually.
Because I really want to have a manual for that game. I really want to complete my copy of it.
I never really thought of that. Yeah, I don't have the manual either. Well, that's right. I remember now. Because I bought my Wonder Boy in Monster World card only. and I bought the box for it like maybe a year ago. I have no idea what to expect.
Did you buy a real box from it?
Yeah, it's a real box. It's definitely a real box.
But every time I go someplace that has like a bin of manuals, I'm always looking for that one.
Now you're making me want to look at my Monster World 4 manual. Look at that.
You know that the limited runs Dragon's Trap limited edition goes on sale this Friday. I was saying earlier today.
I'm definitely buying that.
Yeah. I mean, if it has a soundtrack and everything. If I don't get the limited edition of that, like, I'm gonna die, I think. I mean, I don't usually buy limited editions, but.
Oh yeah, me neither. But I really want. I agree. I want that pretty bad. I don't know why that made me laugh so much. Yeah, I really want to though. This my Monster World 4 actually has a registration card in it.
Man.
Oh man, the manual's got like, you know, the clay style character art. I don't know if I've really looked at this much.
Oh, the manual does too?
Yeah, but it's also got like a lot of hand-drawn character artwork. There's like a lot of different styles in it. Man, what a good game. Yeah, you know,
whoever did some sort of marathon, we should marathon like
all of Monster World.
All of Monster, like all the games, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, at least like Monster Land, and then like Dragon's Curse or a version of it. It could be the new Dragon's Trap.
Right.
And then Born Boy Monster World, and then Monster World 4. Man, there's a ton of really good artwork in this manual.
Hey, so you haven't looked through it?
I don't remember looking through it. I'm surprised. It's like a great. This is a good condition copy too. And it was less than the going price at the time. I have no idea what it is now. I stopped paying attention. This was, you know, I want to say this was the first game that I spent more than $100 on.
I think it was too. I remember you saying, "I'm just going to do it."
Yeah.
And then you did it.
I've not spent over $100 on very many games since then. Like, have I spent more than $100 on any others? Maybe one or two.
Yeah, maybe something at a.
I know that maybe. Some things were like really borderline.
I wonder if I can show with the webcam if I can make this happen. So I added a bunch of layers to my my system setup, and I mounted a new shelf over top of my TV. Let's see if I can turn the camera to look at it. Kind of went a little out of control. But now I have like all this room to grow if I ever needed to. That black shelf back there is as tall as I am. It's so stupid.
But the shelf above the TV is really more like, it's not for to be functional, it's just for like display.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I can have different stuff on there. You know, like as you'll see in this upcoming soundtracks episode, I can use it so I can face the camera. I can stand here and have that in as the background.
I'm seeing the replay of how I was holding up the Monster World box.
You gotta go down. Go way down.
I can't. Sorry, I can't. Okay, I see. There we go. It's a good game.
good game. Sorry, it's my feet are so blurry.
That's all right. Well, is that gonna do it for us for tonight?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Any last questions from anybody? Any closing thoughts on the Night Trap documentary?
I'm glad it's finally out there.
Yeah, I hope it does. I mean, it's doing decently. Maybe, well, it might be a little underperforming than what I thought maybe it would do, but I think it's going to be a solid performer over time.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's going to help.
You never know. It'll get discovered by other people, and who knows, it could blow up at some point. But I mean, it's the feedback that I'm so happy to hear that, you know, it's just like, maybe just judging from comments, maybe like the most universally liked thing we've ever done. I mean, it's just so overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how I feel about it too. And it's really exciting. I see somebody saying is one GameCube that I have back there is, just has component cables, and the other one is going to be modded with HDMI.
For some reason, I thought you already had that done.
I thought I was going to get it done last week, but it has not gotten done yet.
Ah.
And you know, like, you know, I'll probably never really, like, it's very good for us to have on hand for the future. Just right. Like you got your NES modded with, got the high def NES done, mm-hmm. and you weren't expecting to use it very much, and suddenly you're using it a lot.
Well, in large part because Voltar has my RGB NES and my RGB Famicom right now. He's doing some work on them.
But you weren't going to put you weren't going to give it its own place in your setup until recently.
Right. I was kind of just going to like have it on hand and I could just plug it in if I needed it. But yeah, I mean, you know, I have used it, you know, since I don't have my regular RGB systems on hand. Mm-hmm. And you know, something about it like looks way better on my new 4K TV than like, I don't know. I think it's just because it's bigger. Yeah. But I wasn't like, I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as upscaled RGB, largely because of like the aspect ratio and stuff like that. But I don't know, like just seeing it on my 4K TV, like I like it a lot more than I thought I did. So yeah, I can absolutely see myself using it more than I expected, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I've got the blinking light Win in it. And so it's working real nice right now. What I ended up doing was I've got the NT Mini sitting on top of it right now, mm-hmm. which I'm not planning to use cartridges with the NT Mini a lot. I'm probably going to go through like do this thing where I'm going to just like dump all of my own carts to the NT Mini just because I want to. But then after that, I'm probably not going to be like putting a lot of cartridges in it. Right. So. I'm not going to be like putting pressure on top of the NES, you know, with it sitting on top. Yeah. So I think it'll be fine.
Daniel Greenberg is asking about your shirt.
The Backlogger shirts. We did these.
Gosh, like 6 years ago or something.
It was a pre-load. You know what? I think it was like right around the time. Right around the time I moved to my house, so that would have been about almost 5 years ago. This actually has a hole in it. Actually, I think it's got two holes in it. But you can't see on the stream, so it's okay. But it actually, you know what? It happened while we were shooting Night Trap. Because I brought this shirt with me, and I had the gimbal in my suitcase, and it poked while we were traveling. It poked holes in the shirt.
Oh,
So this is related to the Night Trap episode. We didn't even use the gimbal, but I thought I wouldn't want to be unprepared and not have it. Yeah. But poked holes in my shirt, so now I know I got to be more careful traveling with it in the future. Because I was protecting it with my clothes in my suitcase. You know, I was using them as padding. But anyway, they were printed locally. We did a Kickstarter actually for them. You know, the goal was just like $1,000, and if we raise at least $1,000, and just use the Kickstarter essentially to just pre-order the shirt, then it would, you know, we would be getting enough for it to be worth it. So yeah, we've had these shirts for a while, but I've been thinking lately maybe we're due for another run.
Yeah. One last thing I kind of want to mention is that so we kind of launched a little website at mylifeandgaming.com. It's pretty bare bones, but it's got some stuff that people might be interested in. We have like an episode notes section that we will be going back through every single episode and doing a games that appear in that episode.
Yeah, so list. A lot of them are empty right now, but
yes,
we'll be working on it.
Yes, it's a definite work in progress because we have like 100 episodes, more than 100 episodes to go through. But you know, like if a game is in an episode, it'll be listed there. Everything is in order of appearance. So if a game appears twice, it will not be listed again. And there's like not time codes, just like in terms of, it would take forever if we did like time codes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in checking that out, you should. Other than that, is that going to do it?
I guess that'll do it.
All right. We'll see you next week. And then the week after that, we won't be. There will be no stream the weekend after next because we'll be
right
on our way back from Missouri, from St. Louis. So, all right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.